I'm Ricky Bevington with your evening GPB headlines for Tuesday, June 19th. Governor Nathan Deal announced today the state would spend $100 million in bonds to build four bus-only interchanges along Georgia 400. Deal says the dedicated ramps will help commuters along the 16 miles of interstate north of Atlanta.
And that's, of course, where the greatest congestion is located. That is the place where things like this, a bus rapid transit, can make the most difference. And it is a major step for the state to do that.
Republican State House Speaker David Ralston attended the announcement today. He said companies considering Georgia always have questions about traffic.
That's no accident. We've seen companies like Mercedes-Benz, State Farm, and yes, Amazon.com tell us explicitly that transit is important to world-class companies and their employees. We cannot afford to fall behind other states.
The project is part of a nearly $2 billion overhaul of 400 that will add new toll lanes and more mass transit. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms' first city budget has unanimous support from the Atlanta City Council. GPB's Taylor Gant has more on the $661 million spending plan that includes a pay raise for police officers and firefighters.
Atlanta's first responders will receive a 3% salary increase, pending a satisfactory performance evaluation. The city has long struggled to recruit and retain police officers due to low salaries. Other highlights include $3 million for cybersecurity upgrades and more than $2.5 million set aside for parks and recreation improvements. The 2019 budget will go into effect on July 1st. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
Arby's U.S. restaurants no longer serve Pepsi. The Atlanta-based chain announced today the last of its stores finished the transition from two hometown Coca-Cola products. Arby's started the change last August. The restaurant had been using Pepsi products for more than a decade. Small business owners impacted by Hurricane Irma have less than 1 month left to apply for government loans. GPB's Cindy Hill has more.
Businesses and nonprofits in 108 Georgia counties can apply for loans up to $2 million to cover losses from last September's hurricane. That includes physical damage and lost business. It's part of the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Program. However, the low-interest loans do not cover agriculture losses by farmers and ranchers. Businesses must apply by July 13th to be eligible for the program. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
About 300 people will be out of a job next month after an Atlanta bottle factory closes its doors. Ohio-based Owens, Illinois, says it's closing in part because people are drinking less beer and they're drinking more of it from cans rather than bottles. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News. I'm Ricky Bevington.